This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. We want to look ahead on a story that you may have heard about over the weekend, a tragedy in Oakland, California. A parolee shot and killed four police officers, three of them killed, the fourth pronounced dead and on life support, according to the San Francisco Chronicle. Joining us now is Todd Clear, professor of criminal justice at John Jay College of Criminal Justice. He's on the line from Hoboken, New Jersey. Professor Clear, thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
Now, this was a situation where someone on parole was pulled over for, and we don't really know the circumstances, but it immediately erupted into this gunfire and this tragedy. What does this say about the difficulty of administering parole programs when you have officers maybe coming on a traffic situation and actually entering into a much more difficult, tense, and life or death kind of situation if they're dealing with a parolee?
Well, you know, police officers are taught that any traffic stop can erupt into a problem. And it's extremely rare when it does, but obviously when it does, this is an awful, terrible tragedy for the families and the community of Oakland. But the problem is it doesn't tell us a whole lot about parole because it's such an extreme case. Sometimes these kinds of explosions in traffic stop situations happen when a person isn't on parole. So. But
certainly in the case of parole, if somebody knows that they violated parole and that it's only a matter of time before the officer finds out, you're really coming on a situation that's fundamentally different, even with the precautions that you've described. And I'm wondering if there's any way to detect, to alert officers that they're dealing with a parolee even before they get out of the car.
Well, the protocols call for the police when they do a traffic stop to try to determine who the car is registered to, if there's any warrants out for the person it's registered to. So there's a whole series of precautionary measures police go through. They're not fail-safe, obviously, and they would apply to any situation in which there's a warrant. So there apparently, again, we don't know a whole lot about the situation, but apparently there was a warrant out on this guy, and if the information had been linked to this automobile, then the police would have known that they were dealing with a person who was a suspect of a crime. So they would have approached the vehicle much more cautiously, although they do that anyway. But the point
is. But Professor, let's talk about that for a moment. I mean, why would you send motorcycle cops, and that's what these were, to a situation if you actually did know that this could be a tense situation where an individual knew he was going back to prison?
When you make a vehicle stop, you have a series of steps you go through. You call in to find out information about the vehicle. I mean, before the car is completely approached, that's the stuff you go through. So, but I mean, again, the facts in this situation about exactly what happened is now being talked through. So no one really knows for sure how, if and when mistakes were made. But the problem is that, California is a state that has one of the toughest parole agencies in the country. They have the highest rate of revoking parolees for misbehavior that isn't criminal. So this is a situation that happened in California,
right,
with a parole system that already prides itself on trying to avoid any possibility of this situation arising.
But there's also
you just can't even though they're extremely rare. You can't make them never happen.
Right, right. Well, and certainly there's an overcrowding issue going on in California as well. The questions are definitely going to be asked. Terrible tragedy in Oakland, California over the weekend. Todd Clear, professor of criminal justice at John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York. Thanks for helping us with that.
Thank you.